I had dinner Friday night with a man who was going through a horrible divorce. Horrible divorce. He's an attorney, and his wife wants half of his law practice, and she wants the children, and she wants all of his money. And apparently she had an affair, and then he found out, and they had this beautiful marriage, and now they're just going through all this hatred. And he was sitting across from me at this beautiful restaurant down in Fort Lauderdale that we go to. And you could see the tears in his eyes. You could see the anguish in him. You could see that he had aged. This had been going on for 3 or 4 months. He had aged 10 years in 3 or 4 months, full of pain. And he wanted to spend the whole night telling me how right he was and how wrong she was. And he kept telling me that she had no right to do this, and how dare she treat me this way, and you know that she even left letters there, and she was seeing him, and she actually brought this man over to my own home. And he said, so what do you think? I said, you need to be right, don't you? And he said, well, I don't need to be right. What do you think of that? I mean, does she have a right to do any of that? I said, yes. What do you mean, yes? I said, she did it. You can't undo what she's done. Well, he said, what do you think I should do? Do you think? I said, I think you should forgive her. He said, I already did that. I already told her that, and she didn't. I said, no, I don't have to tell her anything to forgive her. I think you should just let it go. What are you defending? You look 10 years older than you did 4 months ago. You're so racked with pain that you can hardly get up in the morning, and your practice is all going to hell. You are depressed. Your blood pressure is going up. You're not eating. You're losing weight much too quickly. And you're suffering. And you're suffering because you're not willing to forgive her. And I said, it has nothing to do with her. I said, this is your test. And I wish I could get inside your head and let you know that until you are willing to send her love for having behaved in a way that you find so horrendous, that until you're able to do that, I said, eventually you'll do it, because otherwise you won't survive. The organism cannot survive. Obviously, you're killing yourself right now. It's just a slower process. It's going to take a little while. And until you stop killing yourself, that sooner or later you're going to have to do it. So why not choose sooner and just forgive her? You don't have to remarry her. And he said, well, what about the money and all that? I said, how much does she want? And he listed it. I said, give her that and a little more. He said, what? She wanted. I said, just give her more. You'll get it back. You will. It'll come back to you. Give her more. Well, and I said, and pay it in advance. Give her the money in advance. Let her know that you are not interested in being married, if that's what it is, and that's fine, but that you're not going to carry this around. And practice it, and practice it. And you will find a serenity and a beauty and a peace in your life that you never thought could be there before. You never believed that it could be there. And it's right there. It's right there for you. All you have to do is forgive. All you have to do is understand that she's a human being and she made a mistake. You haven't. You haven't made a mistake because she got caught and you haven't, or whatever. It's like, let all of that go. And you will find so much enrichment in your life, because now you won't be using up your present moments to convince yourself how right you are. It won't be important anymore. Being right is not necessary any longer. Just being happy is. And one of the great secrets of the universe is that there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. You must carry that around inside of you.